Com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Our microphone's up at the wrong time, I think. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com.
Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Right.
There's dozens of women in there, and you can check them out. There's it's not a beauty contest. They come in all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors.
And creeds.
That's right. And if you are interested, if you're a female listening to the show, you want to be on the Shrine of Female Listeners, the submission process is very simple. So you can just log on to freetalklive.com and get all the details for that. And hey, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Now, I think what we're going to do, maybe for a portion of this hour, I don't know for how long it's going to last or if it's going to last very long at all. It's something that we've done, I think, maybe once in the past, similar to some of the things that you might find on other talk shows, which is unusual for Free Talk Live, because we're very, very different from most other talk shows. And we're not going to be doing this in a similar fashion as other talk shows. The only thing similar is we're playing an audio clip from some bureaucrat. In this case, it's the President of the United States, and it's going to be his State of the Union address, and we're going to be playing it live as it happens, but we'll be... Well, let's just say commenting on this as it goes on, instead of just letting you listen to all this crap that he spews from his mouth tonight and just then analyzing it after the fact, we might just pot him down in the middle of it and make some comments.
Offer a little criticism.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a running commentary. Anyway, it looks like he is approaching the podium here, and we're pulling the audio. We got two different sources. We get the C-SPAN one, which may not be... that high quality. You can, of course...
I'm pulling out my pocket constitution here so I can reference it during the inauguration address.
Good idea.
Oh, this is the State of the Union.
The State of the Union. The inaugural address was like about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, where he basically said he wanted to take over the world.
Yeah.
Members of Congress, I have the highest privilege
bureaucrat.
And honor...
Dennis Hastert,
you, the President
big
of the
fat
States.
Donut-eating bureaucrat. The State of the Union, in short, is communism. Let's see what old President Bush has to say about it, though. You think he lives in a communist? Do you think he thinks that we live in a communist state?
Probably not.
Oh, they love him.
Can they just, you know, sit down now? It is really just a love fest.
Oh, yeah.
And why did the Democrats applaud?
Mr. Speaker.
Do they feel, like, obligated? Is it because they want the Republicans to applaud when their man's up there? Is that why?
Well, it's hard to look like a big man not applauding.
All of us in the elected branches of government share a great privilege. We've been placed in office by the votes of the people we serve.
Oh, they serve
us. And tonight, that is a privilege we share.
Doesn't that mean that we can just fire you anytime?
With newly elected leaders of Afghanistan... the Palestinian territories, Ukraine, and a free and sovereign Iraq.
Yeah, Iraq is sovereign. That's why they've got a foreign military occupying their streets at all times.
Well,
that's the definition of a sovereign nation.
Yeah. The definition of sovereign is having democracy forced upon you. Well, to this guy.
What passes for democracy?
How many minutes of applause is there during this speech? And if it keeps going like this, I don't know if we'll be able to do this.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get 20 total minutes of applause.
Let the lies flow.
And
here we
renewed
go.
The commitment of our nation to the guiding ideal of liberty for all.
That's
this evening,
nice
I will set forth policies to advance that ideal at home and around the world.
He's going
to
advance liberty at home.
Tonight, with a healthy, growing economy.
That's why he signs every bill
that
comes across his desk. Because he's busy advancing liberty.
With our
that's why the Heritage Foundation shows us as number 12
in the world.
You mean the number 12th most economically free nation in the entire world.
Correct. He used to be in the top 5.
He used to be in the top... Well, not really.
Not under him.
Through 8, yeah.
Our generation has been blessed by the expansion of opportunity, by advances in medicine, by the security purchased by our parents' sacrifice. Hmm? Now, as we see a little gray in the mirror...
The security purchased by
it's
our parents'
obligatory butt-kissing of the World War II
greatest generation.
We ask the question, what will be the state of their union? Members of Congress, the choices we make together will answer that question. Over the next several months, on issue after issue, let us do what Americans have always done and build a better world for our children
and our grandchildren. You don't do anything like that, George Bush.
He builds a better world for himself.
Government doesn't build anything. Government doesn't have the ability to create wealth, period. It doesn't matter how much they tax us. It doesn't matter how much money they have in their coffers. They can't make anything out of it. They can spend it and buy themselves some expensive hammers and toilet seats and laptops and all that, but that doesn't create wealth. Government, to create wealth, you have to provide a product or a service to somebody. And regardless of all the talk that they have, the lip service that they pay to service,
mm-hmm.
and the service
not really
that they
happening
provide,
so much.
How many times have you guys been serviced by the government?
It depends on how you use the term.
Well, I've never been serviced. Is the Internal Revenue Service providing you with a service?
Sure. You know, there have been at times, but that doesn't prove anything. You know, the amount that I paid for that service is just crazy.
Yes.
It's not that they can't provide service. It's just that they can't provide it at any kind of cost-effective
measure.
Now
we must add to these achievements by making our economy more flexible, more innovative.
Making it.
And more competitive.
He's going to make our economy more flexible by what? What, George? Passing more laws? Is that going to help our economy? Why does our economy need help anyway? Do you know the answer to that?
I don't think it does.
It does need help. The help it needs is for the government to get the hell out of it. That's the reason why our economy is in the shape that it's in today. It's going down the toilet because of government involvement, because of government regulations that this man and the flunkies like him pass every year. Our economy gets worse because of these people.
We cut the deficit in half by 2009.
Comment on this, Jack Ball, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. A bunch of promises, a bunch of political malarkey, basically. Yep. Oh, and don't forget, he promised not to bring back the draft. We're still waiting on
that. We'll see.
My budget substantially reduces or eliminates more than 150 government programs that are not getting results.
Oh, really?
Or duplicate current
he's
efforts.
He's a small government conservative. I was wrong,
priorities.
Man. He's going to eliminate 150.
The principle here is clear. Taxpayer dollars must be spent wisely.
Oh, okay.
Or not at all.
You know, that sounds great.
Put that to practice, jerk.
Yeah, why does he sign every bill that comes in front of him? Every single one.
Every one of them.
Ever been a president like that.
Economy stronger and more dynamic.
Well, feel free to interrupt him, man.
Every bill should have a little thing at the bottom that says, whatever it is that we passed above this is more important than American people keeping their money.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Closing the achievement gap for minority students. Now we must demand better results from our high schools.
Uh-huh.
So every high school diploma is a ticket to success.
Right.
We will help an additional 200,000 workers to get training for a better career by reforming our job training system and strengthening America's
community college. I can't stand this
college.
Big government crap. If you want to get training for a career, go and get a job. Go and learn a trade. That's how you get training. You don't go to the government and say, I need some training. Can you give me training?
It's just pulling people in. The more you rely on government, the more they stick their grubby little fingers in your business.
We'll come back with more of these lies and half-truths in a moment. And if you want to interrupt the show, do it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives, last 6 days' worth of the show. Fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Grab them up. They're on the house. No logging in. No membership fee. Nothing like that. So we're in the middle of heckling George W. Bush during his State of the Union speech. But again, it's still Free Talk Live, and you're still free to call in about anything. So let's go to Matthew in Minneapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Going up. Hey, man. How are you?
Well, personally, hoping I could call into some program that I wouldn't have to hear the State of the Union address on.
We don't know what to do, you know?
Well, I know, but, you know, I'm sitting here playing a video game and just listening to you guys and having a wonderful evening, and all of a sudden, the fans are totally trying to avoid the most content-free broadcast of the year. gets broadcast. I mean, there's going to be another content-free rebuttal after this. It's always going to sound shrill and like, yeah, but he can't do that and won't. And, but, you know, we're really complicit in all the things that, you know, break the Bill of Rights and completely ignore the Constitution. So we're going to complain about stuff that we don't agree on that's completely irrelevant to distract you and divide our population.
You know, I got to agree with you that I'm like you, Matthew. If I'm out and about, and, of course, I'm not ever out and about in the evenings anymore because I'm here. But, you know, before we got our syndication gig, I had a little bit more time in evenings. And if George W. Bush was ever on the radio, I'd make a point of tuning out. So I understand where you're coming from, and I think that's why we're trying to approach it a little bit differently. We certainly aren't obligated to put his speech on the air, but how many other times do you have a chance to heckle the president?
Pretty much every time, but not...
but not on the air, not to a worldwide listening audience.
And not as it's happening.
I will tell you that the best election coverage every year for the last few election cycles has always been the indecision on Comedy Central. But they have not, they're funny, and you guys are funny. They have not, however, been decidedly pro-freedom, and I am quite happy to hear you guys doing something like this if I have to listen to it at all.
well, much appreciated. Do you have any other thoughts on the State of the Union? What is the State of the Union, I guess? Here's a question for you. What's the State of the Union in Matthew's mind?
The State of the Union... Sadly, it seems a lot like the way things were in the late Roman Empire. You have a lot of real creature comforts. You have a lot of what is the appearance of personal sort of, you know, happiness and stuff that you have. You have your big pile of stuff. And honestly, the fact that we have such great technology makes us ignore that what made us rebel over a 1% T-tax won't make us rebel over, you know, what we have now, which is a considerably more significant loss of liberty. But it's the boiling frog problem. We're all getting...
What is the boiling frog problem?
Well, you know what it is, but I'll just explain it. Basically, if you're going to... If you're going to... And I don't know why you would want to...
You don't really know what it is, Manwich?
Well, I do. Basically...
Oh. No. I mean Manwich.
I don't think that I really know.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an analogy, basically.
Right.
If you take a pot of boiling water and you throw a frog in it, he'll freak out and try to jump out and, you know, be in extreme pain, you know, until he dies.
Oh,
on the other hand, you put a frog in a pot of water that is at room temperature and then put it on the stove and bring it to a boil. He will never complain because his internal temperature basically adjusts constantly. It's essentially incrementalism is the creed of the successful tyrant.
Yeah. Good point.
Essentially, the more that they can chip away little pieces of it while distracting us all the time by either this is shiny or this is earth shattering and sapping our empathy.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. It gets back to what you said is basically kind of what I said earlier today. I don't know if I was on the air when I said it, but that, you know, we live in this country where we basically become a communist nation, but nobody knows it. Nobody's figured it out.
Yeah, there was a socialist in the early part of the 20th century who ran for the presidency 7 times, and he quit running after a while. And they asked him, well, you know, he was kind of the joke candidate and running socialist. Well, maybe slightly less jokish since the socialists had a little bit more credence then. And they asked him, well, why did you stop running? He said, well, the Democrats and the Republicans have put everything in that I initially proposed.
Yeah. That's kind of my point, that I believe the Democrats are going to be, they've been marginalized as a party because the quote-unquote neocons have pandered to all the issues the Democrats traditionally managed to run and win on. They've got, you know, the social programs, you know, the No Child Left Behind thing, every issue that the neocons have picked up, the Democrats have. So I think they're marginalized. And I feel that the liberty-minded, the freedom-minded in the Republican Party, because the fact is the numbers are like 40% of people believe that the government is too large.
Mm-hmm.
If you get those 40% of people in...
Actually, more than that. It's more than that.
Okay. I think it is a larger percentage.
It's a number. That's a number I've heard. But I mean,
40% of the people score libertarian on the world's smallest political quiz. But when asked a general question about if the government's too big, you'll have like 57% say at least.
If you could get 40% of people in a voting block, like you know, it would be libertarians, but maybe it wouldn't. But if you could get them in, as long as they're a freedom-minded voting block, then bam. You'd win. You'd be constantly in play, and I think that that this could be it. I think that 2008 is about the time frame.
As long as Penn and Teller run, I think that's our only chance.
No, if Teller's running for vice, he's perfect, because then he's never going to get in the big guy's way. those are a couple of my heroes. Those guys and Harry Brown are definitely some of my heroes. But when you turn back George Bush, you're going to hear him do the same thing he's been doing. He's going to sell his giant government. He's going to sell the thing that the government, the progressive, quote, giant government folks want with the kind of language and vocabulary and cadence and folksiness that the theoretically freedom-minded Republicans, you know, think they have.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Great analysis, Matthew.
Anyway, take it easy.
Thanks for the call, sir. 1-800-259-9231. Let's get back to the lying jackass of president here.
Review of the options. Some have suggested limiting benefits for wealthy retirees.
How about you cut
Former
the program altogether, asshole?
Raised the possibility of indexing.
He's talking about
benefits.
Social Security. That's supposedly one of his big things tonight.
Right.
During the 1990s, my predecessor, President Clinton, spoke of increasing the retirement age. Former Senator John Brough suggested discouraging.
Now, why is it that they have to make all these changes to Social Security?
Because it doesn't work.
Yeah. Because it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
Because as time goes on, they
Not
have
exactly
to...
exactly a pyramid scheme. It's a Ponzi scheme.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Okay. Well, as time goes on, it's their ability to pay out payments to the old people who are getting Social Security payments is completely dependent on their ability to tax new people. Because the Social Security money doesn't go into a lockbox or anything like that. They get it and spend it.
Mm-hmm.
And that money that your grandparents are getting right now is not the money they put into Social Security, okay? It's not that money. It's your money if you're a younger person or a middle-aged person. If you're working, you're the one who's paying for their retirement. So as more and more people are living longer and longer, more and more people are becoming able to collect Social Security. Of course, that's one of the original concepts behind the program was to only reward rich white women because they live the longest as opposed to men or black people who tend to die earlier. So it really was kind of like a racist, sexist program in its initial phases. But now everybody's living longer, and so more people are collecting the Social Security. So they have to either raise the rates at which they take from your check in order to pay out what they're supposed to be paying out. And they're already taking 15%. A lot of you don't know that, but because if you do your calculation on your paycheck, if you get a paycheck every week or 2 weeks and it shows you
7.5%.
It's only 7.5%. Well, the dirty little secret is the business owner is taking out another 7.5% of the money that they would be paying to you and sending that off to the government.
Mm-hmm.
So they can either raise the amount that they take or extend the age of collection. So instead of it being 65, let's make it 75. People are living longer. We can't let them take their money back.
Hell no.
1-800-25. So now they're proposing this asinine idea of partial privatization. You just need to get rid of it completely. This is not going to fix the problem. More Free Talk Live on the way. 800.
I'll take partial before I take 90s. All.
It's not going to be any better, though. It's still going to cost trillions of dollars. This is Free Talk Live.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
I'm Bobby Lagas with another Car Clinic Minute. Nothing says junk food breakfast like donuts and hot coffee, but there's more in store than you bargained for. When I come back, I'll tell you how these classics may endanger your life on the road. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Donuts and coffee may be tasty, but they could also be a hazard to your health and to your safety on the road. Haggerty Classic Insurance issued its top 10 list of deadliest foods to eat or drink while driving. The countdown? Number 10, chocolate. Then soft drinks, jelly and cream-filled donuts, fried chicken, barbecued food, hamburgers, chili, tacos, hot soup, and the number one deadliest food or drink? The now-condemned classic, coffee. So next time you crave your morning java, pick it up on the way, secure it in a cup holder, and do not drink until you reach the office. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and literally bring up anything. Political, personal, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and sign up for our updates. Whenever there's something new that we need to clue you in about with the show, we'll send you an update right to your email box. But if you don't sign up, you won't get it. So again, log on at freetalklive.com and check that out. It's free, just like everything else is on that website. So we'll take your calls about anything. You can interrupt us anytime, just like, and we're doing something unusual tonight. It's an unusual night. There's a liar who is giving his State of the Union address. His name's George Bush. He's a scumbag. He's a thug. He wants to take more and more of your liberties, but he won't tell you that. He's going to tell you that he's going to expand liberty in America, and he's going to expand liberty around the world, and he's going to use your hard-earned tax dollars to do it, but he's going to spend them wisely, damn it. And that means he's going to sign every single bill that comes across his desk because, for his political career, that's a very wise move.
You know, he's not a bad guy. He's just
He's
just drank the big government Kool-Aid. That's all.
I'm sorry.
Like so many others.
I'm sorry. I don't believe that this guy is ignorant. I can't believe that.
Human
anymore.
Embryos are
here
not created for experimentation or grown for body parts, and that human life is never bought or sold as a commodity.
You don't mind taxing our lives, George. Every single hour that an individual works in the United States, he gets taxed a significant percentage for his efforts. You don't mind controlling our bodies in that way.
You know, this guy's stance on stem cell research is so stupid. So stupid, because stem cells are essentially... To put it in a metaphor, it's like the magic, it's like the nectar of the heavens.
Okay.
It cures illnesses. You can regrow tissue with.
And we really barely don't even have a handle on them yet, right?
They're using ones out of people's throats. They don't use stem cells out of embryos. I mean, that's so stupid. It's this big boogeyman about you know, the abortion and all that stuff. They want abortions so that they can grow.
Do you think
so that they can grow monsters?
Do you think he wants to ban it
and use the organs from the monsters?
Be like that.
Stupid idiots. They don't use stem cells from fetuses. They use them from the backs of people's throats.
Do you think that they want to ban all stem cell research?
Yes.
Or just not?
That's exactly what he wants.
It's all the abortion boogeyman.
Yeah.
It's all this Jesus Christ abortion boogeyman stuff. Everybody wants their agenda passed.
They're clapping for you, man.
They usually do.
These mindless morons
getting back to the speech.
Because one of the deepest values of our country is...
What?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? No, all right. That's actually a little C-SPAN glitch there. Anyway, we're pulling our feet in from
passion.
We
must never turn away from any citizen who feels isolated from the opportunities of America.
What's
our
that
government
mean?
Will continue to support faith-based and community groups that bring hope.
You know,
Now we need to focus on giving young people, especially young men in our cities, better options than apathy or gangs. Or jail.
Like the military.
I propose a 3-year initiative to help organizations keep young people out of gangs and show young men an ideal of manhood that respects women and rejects violence.
I'd like to let old Georgie boy know that if it wasn't for his vaunted war on drugs...
I want to know how many women he's George is responsible for killing over in Iraq. I mean, how many tens of thousands of women have died in the bombs and wars in Iraq in the last,
quite a
what,
few.
2 years now?
Yeah, quite a few.
Is he respecting the rights of them?
Well, they're not. They don't have any rights, apparently, according to people like George Bush.
Collateral damage, man. No big deal.
Yep.
Coaches and community leaders and programs ranging from literacy to sports. And I'm proud that the leader of this nationwide effort will be our First Lady, Laura Bush.
I think he's talking about the faith-based initiatives now,
yeah,
which basically creates a real big tie between government and religion, and it basically is going to corrupt. I mean, if you like the Salvation Army, which can be considered a faith-based initiative,
yes.
I personally don't support them.
I like them.
But I don't have a problem with, in general, what they do.
I give them money.
Well, now the government is going to say, you're a faith-based initiative. We're going to give you some of the taxpayers' money, basically meaning that you don't get to control which
charities.
They've
all done fine without the government's help up to this point. What do they need them now?
Well, because the government wants to control them. See, when the government gives these charities money, it's going to be like when they give any government bureaucracy money. When the feds give a local bureaucracy money, they can only get the money if they play along with the rules of the program. So right. It's going to basically turn private charities into welfare queens.
With the highest rates of new cases, African-American men and women.
I don't know what he's talking about there. Maybe AIDS? Odds are he's lying. I know that. 1-800-259-9231. You can interrupt this show, interrupt this
national unity is our belief
this man,
in justice
this thing.
We need to make sure Americans of all races and backgrounds have confidence in the system that provides justice. In America, we must make doubly sure no person is held to account for a crime he or she did not commit.
Oh, really?
So we're dramatically
expanding
the use of
DNA. Oh, really? No American is going to be held accountable for a crime he didn't commit, but yet his Justice Department has the Patriot Act, which allows them to pick you up without even accusing you of a crime. So I guess if they're not accusing you of any crimes,
then that means
you didn't commit any. You're just being held, and that's exempt from what he just said.
Right.
People on trial for their lives
double speak
must have competent lawyers by their side.
Okay. Right. So that's why you're not putting the Guantanamo Bay detainees on trial. See, those are the words that he isn't speaking. You know, that sounds great. Yeah, he's right. That's part of what's in the Constitution. You're supposed to be guaranteed, you know, the opportunity to have your trial in a speedy manner. You're supposed to have the opportunity to have counsel. You're supposed to be able to have a public trial. But I guess if you're not going to give somebody a trial in the first place, they don't deserve any of that stuff. Is that the idea, George?
In a half
Go
year,
ahead, say yes. That's the idea.
September the 11th, 2001, we've taken unprecedented actions to protect Americans.
Certainly
you
have.
Taken unprecedented actions to destroy our liberties, and nobody is any more safe because of what you've done to this country, George Bush.
Begun to reform our intelligence agencies. Broken up terrorist.
Well, that really means something when they reform something, doesn't it? Let's reform the education system. How many times have they reformed the government education system in this country? Well, pretty much every administration, right? They're always passing new laws, new regulations, and our education is even worse than it's ever been.
Working every day to make our homeland safer, and we thank them all.
Ah, the old homeland word. Isn't that something that Adolf Hitler used quite a bit?
At least he said fatherland.
Oh, okay.
It's all the same stuff, though.
Yep.
Dan Kool-Aid, just a different flavor, baby.
The only homeland I want to be in is one that respects my rights as an individual, as a sovereign individual, to do whatever it is that I want to do without... As long as I don't, you know, infringe upon someone else's rights to do that as well.
Well, this country ain't it, brother.
No, this isn't it, and that's why but there's no country out there that's like that, and that's why the only option is to go to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
Network that attacked our country still has leaders.
Yes, we still have to go take out those terrorists, don't we, George?
That's right.
In fact, maybe he'll talk about his war on tyranny that he's proposing, because the opposite. What you always get is the opposite of their intentions. War on drugs, more drug use, war on poverty, more poverty, war on tyranny. more tyranny in the United States. It's coming soon to a city near you. 800-259-9231. You want to interrupt the show, comment, change the topic, do it. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 2 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to Free State Project.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the back-breaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the live stream happening there, and it's free. It's on the house. We've got the high-quality stream. Some of our affiliates have lower-quality streams that you can link to and check out as well. So any.
And you'd want a lower-quality stream because you don't have as fast.
If you're a dial-up person.
Right.
If you're stuck in the Stone Age like Manwich. 1-800-259-9231. So what we've been doing this hour is a bit of heckling. We've been dissecting some of what the head bureaucrat has to say. Of course, it's the State of the Union address, and the State of the Union, in my opinion, is dismal. Okay. It's pathetic and almost complete tyranny at this point. We have this kind of masquerade of as a free nation, and you'll hear him utter the words freedom and liberty a whole bunch in his conversation.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like an old rule of propaganda. You know, if you say it enough times, then everyone will believe that it's true. So if you say that we're a free country enough, then everyone believes that it's true.
Yeah.
But we're not. And if you think we are, we want to hear from you at 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. But until then, back to the jackass. Apparently, you just can't clap enough for the President of the United States.
Great momentum in our time, shown by women voting in Afghanistan, and Palestinians choosing a new direction, and the people of Ukraine asserting their democratic rights. And
where is Osama bin Laden? That's what I want to ask this guy.
He doesn't care. Oh, he already said that. He doesn't care anymore.
Of liberty.
Oh, yeah. It's not
and
about
in the coming
anymore.
Years,
that's what he said.
We will add to that story.
What? What did he say? You're going to add to the story of liberty in Afghanistan? Liberty around the world?
Sure.
Yeah, those people must be really proud to cast votes when their grandmothers and brothers and sisters are dead.
Yeah.
They must really appreciate their newfound freedoms.
Tomorrow morning, Secretary of State Rice departs on a trip that will take her to Israel and the West Bank for meetings with Prime Minister Sharon and President Abbas. She will discuss with them how we and our friends can help the Palestinian people end terror and build the institutions of a peaceful, independent, democratic state.
You have no idea, George Bush, what this country stands for. You have no idea what it means to be an American. We're supposed to be neutral.
Well, he knows what it means to be an American in the moral majority.
We are supposed to not have anybody go over and meet with other head bureaucrats of other countries. We're not even supposed to be doing diplomatic things like that.
No.
If anybody should be traveling to other nations, it should be business people. Those business people who want to go and trade with companies in other countries, and that's it. Our bureaucrats need to stay home and just push a few pencils around, buy a few donuts, and just go about their little constitutional affairs that they're justified in doing, which is very little.
For peace and stability in the broader Middle East, the United States will work with our friends in the region to fight the common threat of terror, while we encourage a higher standard of freedom.
Yeah, you know all those friends we have in the Middle East.
Reform is already taking hold in an arc from Morocco to Jordan to Bahrain. The government of Saudi Arabia can demonstrate its leadership.
Do you
in
think
the
he knows where Bahrain is on a map? Because I sure don't.
Determining their future, and the great and proud nation of Egypt, which showed the way toward peace in the Middle East, can now show the way toward democracy in the Middle East.
I saw something on television the other night, video footage from Egypt, where apparently if a woman accuses her husband of having an affair, then she has to stick her tongue on a hot iron, basically. They put a pair of tongs or something with a piece of metal on them into a fire, get it red hot, and she has to stick her tongue on it for a fraction of a second at a time, I think three times in a row, and then prove that apparently if her tongue doesn't get blisters on it, that proves that she's right and her husband is indeed cheating. But if her tongue gets blisters, then she gets decapitated.
Oh, that's
These are the people that are going to be democratic.
That's a great idea.
Right.
We should probably dunk them underwater, and if they live, then they're witches, too.
Well, this country, four more years of this, I really hope that we have an election
today
in 2008.
Iran remains the world's primary state sponsor of terror.
Oh, did you say the other night that he wasn't going to go after Iran?
Its people
no, I said
freedom
he was going after
Oh, okay,
deserve.
Somebody said that he wasn't.
What?
We are working with European allies to make clear to the Iranian regime that it must give up its uranium enrichment program.
How dare
and
you?
Any plutonium reprocessing.
How dare you?
And
who do you think you are? He really does believe he's the ruler
the
of the world,
people,
doesn't he?
Tonight,
oh, yeah.
As you stand for your own liberty, America stands with you.
No, America stands with no one. We're an autonomous country. Stop meddling in other people's business.
I would just love to have somebody who knows something about the Constitution ask this, manage to get this man on camera and ask him some questions about it.
I don't think he's ever had that happen.
No, he wouldn't allow it to happen.
Now being tested and honored in Iraq. That country is a vital front in the war on terror, which is why the terrorists have chosen to make a stand there.
That is why the terrorists have chosen to make a stand there.
So we do not have to face them here at home.
Listen, he sounds like a damn robot. Listen to that speech pattern.
He's probably just reading it.
Oh, he must be. He's miserable at it. He sounds like he's got about a third grade reading ability. No, actually, that's an insult to third graders. Because I've heard them read things, and they're much more competent.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty sharp third graders.
Yeah, we had a six-year-old around our house the other day, and she's sharper than this man is. 800-259-9231. If there's more, we'll bring it to you, and our biting commentary will return. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the show. Anything goes at 800-259-9231. We weep for the nation.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Hi folks, this is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste, big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. If you want to slip in your call before this show ends at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, you better do it now, because we're about done. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com and check out the bulletin board system. We have got the hundreds of people registered there. We've got thousands of posts, so be sure you get there and get interactive with us. It's absolutely free. It's on the house. Now, I couldn't tell what he was doing, but he was gesturing to some woman in the audience. We're heckling George Bush here in the State of the Union address and pointing out the lies and the doublespeak. And it's typical of presidents to point out. This is something that most of them have done in recent times, is point out the beneficiaries of these great government programs that they signed into effect. There was some woman in the audience who was raising her hand. I don't know if that's what was going on, but this is something that does happen a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Where they say, look, there's Mrs. Jones. She's a beneficiary of our new welfare program.
And she's just like you.
Right. But unfortunately, what they don't show you is all of the thousands of people who were harmed by the new government program, by the increased taxation rates.
Because Iraqis are determined to fight for their own freedom and to write their own history.
Oh, that's why they were fighting for their own freedom 5 years ago when we didn't have an invading force there? They were real busy with the fight for freedom then, huh?
All the security.
That's some determination. Those people are determined.
Possible. That is the natural desire of an independent nation, and it is also the stated mission of our coalition in Iraq. The new political situation in Iraq opens a new phase of our work in that country. At the recommendation of our commanders on the ground.
Please note, he is wearing a red tie, which signifies that he's a communist.
We will increasingly focus our efforts on helping prepare more capable Iraqi security forces, forces with skilled officers, and an effective command structure.
Oh, and by the way, a real shocker, now the leadership of Iraq is saying that it would be silly to have the American troops withdraw. We need them here. That's a shocker that the Iraqi leaders would say something like that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Must be able to defend their own country. And we will help that proud new nation secure its liberty. Recently, an Iraqi interpreter said to a reporter, "Tell America not to abandon us."
How about the Iraqis that are overwhelmingly saying that we need to get the hell out?
Hey,
I mean, according to the polls done there, it's overwhelming.
Hey, buddy, I'll give you 20 rupees if you say that you want America to stay.
Sure thing.
Safer for generations to come.
You know, you know what? That's probably exactly what they did. Because this asshole, he actually has bought off, I don't know if you've heard these stories, but he's bought off media mouthpieces.
Yeah.
Like people with their own television shows.
I'm Sean Williams.
There have been two or three others that have come out since then.
Talk show hosts.
Yeah, that have admitted taking government paychecks to promote one of this guy's programs on the air.
Yep.
Like, not like they don't promote his stuff enough, but they actually took money for it.
And presenting it as a bipartisan opinion.
Right.
Achieve a result. A country that is democratic, representative of all its people, at peace with its neighbors, and able to defend itself. And when that result is achieved, our men and women serving in Iraq will return home with the honor they have earned.
What does that mean, George?
I mean,
when that's achieved.
That means sorry, troops.
That means missing limbs.
Are we still in South Korea? I mean, I heard that we're going to be pulling out soon, but it's only been 50 years or so. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
I heard we're going to get out of Germany.
Oh, my God. This is insane. We're going to come back with more tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. If you've got more commentary, log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
If you're tired...